Excuse me. Welcome to Swatting Flies, Telling Lies. It's recorded this morning, Sunday. Wanted to give my review of something. So last week we had Dion Booth on promoting his show, and I had never been to a comedy show. And I believe how you say the gentleman's name is Michael Plaskak. I forgot the opening act's name. So we get there. I get there, meet up with my buds, and then wanted to sit kind of close for my first comedy show. I didn't want to, I don't know, I just wanted to be as close as I could. We weren't in front row. We were in the second row. And opening act came out and started. And so going into all this, let me preface this. You always hope for the best for everything. You don't want the worst. So it's just like, I hope the first comedy show I see is good at minimum. And this was fucking awesome, man. The opening act was fucking really good. Really, really funny. It's a style of comedy that I'm not, you know, some of my favorite comedians are Chris Rock, Rodney Dangerfield, Richard Pryor, and then Eddie Murphy. And yeah, these guys just fucking nailed it. The production was good. The opening act did around 40, 45 minutes, half hour, something like that. He was on for a long time. And then Michael Plaskak came on. I had to rush to the bathroom really quick. Came back to my seat, and he was already going. And he was fucking hilarious. Good comedian. It was just, you know, it's always interesting to hear, like, you know, because I've watched and listened to numerous comedians either on HBO back in the day or a Showtime special back in the day, whereas now everything goes to Netflix pretty much, and, you know, all the podcasts I listen to, you know, are usually hosted by comedians, and, So this Michael Plaskak he fucking nailed it, man. He was funny. Me and my friends had a good time. We were fucking, everybody in the crowd was laughing and enjoying themselves. And I was just like, this is perfect. This is exactly how I envisioned my first comedy show going. And it was a lot of fun. I'm really fucking proud of Dion. He did a good job. He got up, interacted a few times with the crowd, and kept the flow going. This is the second event that I went to that Phantom Booths has hosted or put on, whichever, and both times he fucking knocked it out of the park. And everybody in Ketchikan has been excited about, like I said, from what I gathered from the first show that he put on in July, that was a huge success, and this one too. So, you know, good fucking job, man. It's just fucking great. I was laughing really fucking hard, and guy was fucking good, man. He sold t-shirts. He met with people, so that was pretty cool. And I got a chance to just sit back and enjoy myself at something that I've always wanted to go to. So that's an item off of my bucket list. And now the plan for Phantom Booth is he is going to do another comedy show this year. And I'm going to be there with my friends again. And we're going to be fucking front and center. It was It's just, it's different, man. Everything's better live. And this guy just, this guy's fucking good, man. And, like I said, good job, Dion. Dion, you did fucking great. I also got a chance. I was sitting behind Dion and his family. And everybody in the front row was, like I said, everybody was enjoying this. And then cut to the end. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to see him. And I was kind of just lingering around, waiting for some people. Took off walking. I was like, okay, I'm going to see Dion at my job because the crew he works for is doing the remodel project. And I heard, hey. And I turned around and I was like, oh, shit, man. So I went over there, gave him a huge hug, congratulated him on a job well done. You could see his improvement. And he's way more relaxed talking in public, which, it's not easy, even if you're just introducing somebody on stage. And, he put this whole thing together. There was two sections to get your drinks, and there was no long lines. There was, it was flown because you could have, there was two spots open and everybody was able to get all their drinks, get to their seats. And during the show, people were able to get up, get their drinks and get right back. So that was just, it was really well done. That was just great to see. Like I said, I gave Dion a hug. We got to talk briefly. Everybody obviously wanted to tell Dion on the great job he did. So that was cool in itself to see. And just seeing him being successful at his dream is awesome. And this is a huge reason why people should follow their dreams. Even if it takes you a while to get to it, to start it, do it anyways, man, because you do not want to have any regrets. And let me tell you, the laughter, people just generally happy. Then seeing Dion after, he had a huge smile on his face. He knew it was fucking nailed out of the park. And yeah, it's just great. There was this, he's not a kid anymore, but there's this guy that used to work for me over at Aero Services, and I saw him. He was in the front row. He's friends with Dion. I tapped on the shoulder. I was like, hey, what the fuck, man? I said, how are you doing, man? It's good to see you. And he's like, hey. And it's dark in there, and he was a bit intoxicated, and he's like, oh, hey, man, I listened to your podcast. I was like, oh, cool, thank you, man. He's like, yeah, I listened to you and Dion on there, man. That's, it was fucking awesome. I was like, oh, cool, thank you. And he's giving me compliments. And then he asked me, he said, are you like a photographer too? I was like, what? No, did you ask if I'm a photographer? He's like, yeah, are you? He looked at me kind of side-eye. Like I said, this gentleman is a little bit intoxicated. And he asked me again, are you a photographer too, man? And I was like, no, I'm not. But I had my good friend Jamie on, and she's a great photographer. And he's like, oh, so, but it's not like, I listened to a podcast and it is about, I was like, oh, no. I was like, that's my buddy Jamie. It's like, she's a great photographer. She came up here and we hung out the whole time she was up here, and she was out exploring all the different scenery that we got here, which is probably perfect for people that love photography like her. I just see things and I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah, I see an eagle. It's, I see an eagle 5 to 6 times a day, so I'm kind of desensitized to it, or see school of whales, or I see flocks of eagles, or so it was good to hear that he was listening to the other episodes. But like I said, he is a little bit intoxicated, so he kind of mixed it up on who the photographer was. So, but he was impressed by it, and he liked that episode also, which made me feel good. Now, this episode, I will have a guest on next week. I'm not sure who yet. It's only Sunday. I'm hoping to get a lineup planned so I could just have it set with guest after guest after guest. And, you know, it doesn't always work that way. Life happens. So you'll either, I'll throw it back to one of my younger years or we'll have a guest on. Like I said, this being my first comedy show attending, it's fucking good, man. It was fucking good. Phantom Booth Productions, big thumbs up. The Prom last month was a major hit. This one was a major hit. And, you know, it was cool, man. So, yeah, man, let's keep the ball rolling, catch a can. Let's keep going through these things so we could have two shows a year to go to. It's comedy's great, man. Comedy's needed. So everybody enjoy your holiday weekend. And I am going to cook some breakfast and go to work, everybody. Later.